that's there, and we're, you know, it's a joy to have the musicians and talented folks that God has sent us here to Mount Calvary. And I love so much the attitude. I love the way we're able to just have a little fun with each other. Marnell was warming up on that song, and I tell you, that last note didn't sound like it did about 45 minutes ago. He said, "I'll get there. Don't you worry, brother." He said, "I will get there." And I'll tell you, by the help of God, you got there. And I'll tell you one thing, it just thrills my heart. Especially a song that has a message. God will move that mountain. He will move that mountain. This year, as I kind of give you a little run back in time a couple weeks ago, and seems like so long, we were talking about prayer. And I made a challenge that in 2019 to make it a year of prayer. I believe that some of the challenges that we face, some of the things that, and trust me, folks, when I turn on the radio, when I look on the internet, when I hear the news, and I scratch my head because I hear things that I thought I would never hear. There are things that go on, and people so unkind one to another, and people so self-centered, and I'm like, God, 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 just get a hold of people. And I know that so many times, and I know you feel the same way, that the answer is through God. The answer is through prayer to my Heavenly Father. We were talking about over in the book of James that the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And in that fifth chapter, the writer James, he talks about Elijah. And he uses him as an example. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. He was a man just like we were. Man just like we were. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Heavenly Father, that is a special blessing under the reading of your word. Open our minds and hearts for just this moment that we receive your truth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. For those of you that may have actually done a little reading back in 1 Kings, we're going to go over a little bit of this story of Elijah, one of the greatest stories in all the Bible. First of all, he was dealing with probably the worst king that the Israelites had ever had to deal with, Ahab. Talks about him, it talks about Jezebel. It talks about how deplorable many of their actions were. And then Elijah, so many times, was told by God to go confront this king. Something that I know that in his heart of hearts he had to fear, but he thought a lot more about the challenge that God had placed within his heart than any repercussions that would come against him. You know, Elijah lived about 8 centuries before Christ was born. Probably was one of the darkest times in all of history, but as you know, on the darkest night, a comet shined so brightly, and Elijah, he was that comet that brought the truth to the people. His name means, "My God is Jehovah." That's the meaning of his name. And God had spoke to him. And if it had to be that the people in that land would suffer no rain for over 3 years, then let God's will be done. Neither rain nor dew would fall, except, as Elijah said, for my word. How could this man be so confident? Because he'd prayed. And he'd heard from God. Then on Mount Carmel, Ahab said, well, we're going to get everybody together. They had about the 450 followers, the prophets of Baal, gathered together. They had all these folks from the Israel nation there on that mountain. The odds were about 850-1. And if you'll read, this is what Elijah said in the 21st verse. Says over in the 18th chapter of 1 Kings, it says, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him, but if Baal, follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Quiet like it is this morning, Terry. Quiet like it is this morning. Not a word. So he said, go ahead, we'll take two bulls, and you will take that bull, and you will make a sacrifice. You will cut him up, you'll place him, and then you'll pray to your God. And I will pray to the God. And whichever one answers with fire will know it's the real God. Then you know the story, especially if you read it. From that morning early, the prophets of Baal, they were crying, they were singing out, they were praying, they were cutting themselves, they were doing it. Finally, around midday, Elijah came out and he started to give him a little hard time. He says, you need to pray a little louder because maybe your God, he's sleeping. Maybe he's on vacation. Maybe he's out traveling somewhere. And this went on for all day long. And then the time of the evening, it says during the evening time, Elijah went and said, he says, I'm going to do something totally different. He took 12 stones representing the 12 tribes. He placed them around on that altar. And he enlarged the trench around it. Then he said, bring four water pots full of water. And we're going to dump it on this altar. And we're going to do this again, and we're going to do this again. Remember, this is a time of drought. This is a time where there'd been no rain. Then he prayed, and God answered. I don't want to read you this prayer. It says, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and you have turned their hearts back to you again. He never prayed for fire. Never once did he pray for fire. He simply prayed, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God. Let everyone know that you are God. You know the story, as soon as he prayed, the fire came down, burned up all the altar, actually lapped up all the water. What a glorious day that the God on high was to be praised. The drought ends. He sends the servants up to look over the mountain. They see a small cloud the size of a man's hand. Later on, it starts pouring down, raining. We know all about that here. And then we get into the next chapter. The next chapter is very interesting, because it reads in the 19th chapter, and Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he executed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also if I did not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. In other words, she's going to have him killed. Now, folks, the reason that I know that Elijah was just like a person like you and I, because think about it. He'd been on Mount Carmel. He had prayed and said there's no rain for 3 years. He'd been on Mount Carmel. He'd faced 450 prophets of Baal. God had answered his prayer by sending down the fire. One person said, I'm going to have you killed. And what did he do? He ran in a cave and hid. He ran in a cave and hid, and this is what he prayed. And he prayed that he might die and said, "It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's." What do you think? So many times in my life, so many times I have seen God do things. I have seen God answer prayer. I have seen him make a way where there was no way. Got to be ready any moment of any day. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
As the folks are going to go out and check on possibility, we're going to pray first of all, Heavenly Father, that your hand of mercy and hand of healing would be on those affected in that accident. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
During the time where Elijah had seen so much of God in his wonderment, during that time that he'd seen God do so many amazing, amazing things, then one simple challenge came against him, and he decided to go and to hide in the cave. We're going to invite some people on in here, folks. Yeah. Come on in, folks.
Something about that name.